It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, brought to you by BSUBeavers.com.
In 1982-83, Bemidji State set an NCAA record, going 34-0 on the season. The whole year, the team rotated its goalies. More of Bucky's Legends next, here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. Most championship teams have one goalie that leads the team. Not BSU in 82-83. BSU had two goalies. Their coach, R.H. Bob Peters.
Galen Nagel came into the program in 1980. He played high school hockey for the Lumberjacks. His hometown was Williams, Minnesota, who, by the way, won the Minnesota State High School Championship in 1949. Well, it's not very big, I'll tell you, like, you blink your eyes, you're going to miss it. But Galen's family moved to Bemidji, and he was the goalie. And Galen was not an outstanding natural athlete. He had to work for every little iota of progress. And in his freshman year, you know, I just kept him. We had the junior varsity team, and that's where we developed our goalies. They had a chance to play. And we used to play every Sunday. So they had games. And he had a nice touch with people. People liked Galen. They liked him because he was a good man. He was honest. He was hardworking. Nobody could outwork him. And consequently, he had tremendous respect heaped upon him by his teammates. He was the kind of guy that always had a tow rope in his truck to help pull somebody out, a player out of the ditch, or battery chargers, or whatever. And he was quick to help out, pick somebody up, do a favor for that guy. And that was just his nature. And it bonded well with the players. So we get to the senior year, he hadn't played much JV teams. And he had this horrible habit of flopping on the ice. A person come down and throw a little head shake at him, bingo, he's on the ice. One of the players said to me, you have to give him the odd deke, because you can't go left, right, you got to go left, right, left. Then you'll get him. He overcame that in senior year. He's a big man, and he's over 6 foot, like three, something like that, and you add 2 inches for skates, pretty good guy. So I got him standing up and using his body and his gloves. And then the players started to call him Spider-Man because he couldn't get anything by him.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, brought to you by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network.